Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. Unfortunately, we had the Poultry Association of South Africa announce that they're very, very concerned about bird flu. We know that there has been an announcement by the government that they have, for now, put a moratorium on products coming from Brazil after contamination. There on the line with us is Director of Animal Health at the Department of Agriculture, Dr. Mpho Maja. Just to explain all of that to us, a very good evening to you, Dr. Maja. Thank you so much for your time.
Good evening and good evening to the listeners.
I think the last time I spoke to you, we were speaking on swine flu. That must have been a while ago, but we're here again, as obviously this is seasonal. Dr. Maja, is there any concern that South Africans should have on the products that we are getting at the shelves? Are there any concerns that we should be putting out there?
Absolutely not. With capitals and bold letters. What we normally do as veterinary services is we keep an eye on global disease situations. Avian influenza being one of the trait-sensitive diseases. As soon as a trade partner reports an outbreak, trade is suspended with that country. But we don't just suspend for products that are produced on the day. We normally count back 28 days before when that country's infection got into the country. Reason for 28 days is because according to the World Organization for Animal Health, avian influenza incubation period is 14 days. So it takes 14 days when a bird is infected before it shows clinical signs, before we can notice that it's sick.
Got you.
So we multiply that by two. So product produced 28 days back cannot be imported into the country. So that's an additional safeguard measure.
Mm. So let's just get clarity, because obviously there's been a suspension on live poultry, eggs and frozen chicken. Is cooked chicken coming through from Brazil?
Cooked chicken can still come through from Brazil. A reason that we are still allowing cooked chicken is that influenza viruses, if I could say very specifically, whenever they are subjected to heat, it destroys them. So cooked product will be safe to import. The virus will be destroyed.
All right. So there would be no concern for products that are already pre-cooked coming from Brazil?
Correct. Unless they are contaminated after they have been cooked.
I see
but
what you mean.
We also have safeguard measures against that, yes.
Mm. And maybe how do you manage that? Because essentially the issue of contamination and concern for people would be at a farm, for instance, those who are handling, you know, the chickens themselves. Those would be the most people at risk. So for those who you're saying, unless if it's contaminated after the fact, how would that have been?
So that would probably happen at a factory that cooks.
Got you.
If they're...
maybe distribution.
The product.
Mm.
Where if their systems are not in line, in that cooked product gets mixed and crosses flows with raw product. So raw meat, before it gets processed, it contaminates, handled on the same surface. So that's basically what that cross-contamination, how it would happen. But for avian influenza, really, even if that happens, it's even a lower risk, because when that product arrives here, we are going to cook it anyway.
Yeah. Obviously, a part of the reason why you have, some of the chicken, well, a lot of the chicken coming also from Brazil, is because we have treaties with some of these countries. There's been clarity on the fact that, yes, you know, other chicken will be coming from other regions of the world, but we'll also be getting chicken from local producers. Will this then affect the pricing of the chicken that we'll be getting at our shops?
I would like to believe not. We still do import a large number of poultry from other markets. We produce our own. We've been very fortunate. This year we haven't experienced avian influenza outbreaks. So there's plenty of chicken that we locally produce that should patch that gap.
The issue that has been raised by small farmers, and I don't know to what extent you've been exposed to this, but obviously you would know that on a station like ours, you'd have those little concerns coming through, is that they themselves are concerned of birds coming all the way through, not necessarily chicken, but birds themselves, and the contamination coming all the way here. That they're not sure that there's a plan. When I spoke to you before, the Department of Agriculture has a system in place, but you have small farmers who are saying they don't feel like they've been, you know, properly communicated with and well prepared for what may come.
As the department and working also together with the Poultry Association, we
yes.
always preach biosecurity. So what the small, even the big producers are concerned about yeah. with the migration of wild birds
yes.
is that when they come from the north, that would be now in our coming spring, they could be bringing virus from Europe and the north hemisphere. So what we preach is that if your biosecurity is tight enough to prevent contact with wild birds, so make sure that your poultry, your chickens, are not having, or the wild birds don't have easy access into your poultry houses. That way you can 95% prevent infection from wild birds.
All right. Well, as you said, you know, there shouldn't be any issues, but should people experience or, I suppose, feel that maybe there's an issue with their birds, how do they directly get in touch with you in a way that would be speedily contained?
We have state veterinary offices in all 9 provinces, so they can make contact with their state vets.
Yeah.
Alternatively, they can make contact with any of the private poultry consultants or the, any of the officials of the Department of Agriculture. Extension officers would relay the message to vets to go in and investigate any concern.
How concerned are you of these private individuals that are, I suppose, breeding birds and may come in contact as well with these wild with the wild birds that are migrating? Because these are not people that would have been probably, you know, in your radar, but are doing, I don't know, whether it's collection purposes or hobby purposes, but you seem to find these people who are sit with exotic birds and are just individuals that, how worried are you about the safety of those families?
We call them hobby breeders.
Yes.
They don't quite play a significant role in the what we call the epidemiology of the disease. Reason being, they farm with very, very small numbers of fancy birds. They may keep them outside. So even if they get in contact with wild birds, there's only a handful of birds that get infected. So they don't explode the situation. They don't make a large number of virus to circulate around, go back into the wild, and then go and infect our poultry. Mm. So that's the first aspect.
Mm.
But then the second aspect is when it comes to trade, infection in those birds does not affect our trade opportunities. So we have what is defined as poultry, being birds that are bred specifically for consumption, either eggs or meat. So So those birds are not classified as poultry. So infection
Got you.
In those birds does not affect, you know, the disease situation of the country.
Got you. Appreciate you giving us your time there. Dr. Mpomaja is Director of Animal Health at the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development.
Kaya Talk.
Kaya Talk. How much more?
On the street.
Information does anybody need?
On the air. Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.